This is HPR episode 2500 entitled, What's in My Podcatcher 3, and is part of the series, Podcast Recommendations. It is hosted by Ahuka, and is about 21 minutes long, and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, a current report, with descriptions, of the podcasts I enjoy.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by Archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello, this is Ahuka, welcoming you to another exciting episode of Hacker Public Radio. And what I want to do today is I want to finish off the discussion that I've had about what's in my podcast player. And as you may have guessed by now, I do listen to a lot of podcasts, but I think we can wrap it up today. So I'm going to start with something called No Guitar is Safe. This is hosted by a fellow named Jude Gold, who is himself a working professional guitar player, has played with groups like Jefferson Starship, and is also an editor at Guitar Player magazine. And what this is about is very simply, he will sit down for like an hour and a half with a well-known guitar player of some sort. We're talking about people like Tommy Emmanuel and Joe Satriani and so on. James Valentine, Brad Gillis. It's a lot of good people. Now, I kind of like this because I used to play guitar myself, not anywhere near that level, but I've always enjoyed guitar music, and it's kind of fun to hear all of these guitarists talk about how they do it and what they do. Now, the next one I want to talk about is something called Planetary Radio. I am a member of the Planetary Society. Space has always been an interest of mine, and the Planetary Society does this podcast. There is a weekly podcast about what's going on in space science, and then once a month they do what they call Space Policy Edition. Now, space policy is looking at U.S. government policy, really. It's very U.S.-centric. But NASA's kind of one of the leading forces out there, although it is nice to see other countries get involved. So if you have an interest in space, this is something that you might find interesting. And I think that was actually, when I mentioned that, that's what started all of this. I put a comment to Dave Morris, saying, hey, this might be something you would like. And then Ken said, I want a podcast. I want a show. He's very like that, you know. Next one is Revisionist History. Interesting one. Malcolm Gladwell, who is a fairly well-known author, decided to do this podcast. And, you know, Revisionist History is actually a very good description, because what he does is he takes stories that we, you know, may have known about for 40, 50, 60 years, and we thought we understood, and then he digs into it and comes back and says, you know, it's not really what you thought it was. Now, he's done two seasons of this, and each season seems to consist of, 10 or 12 shows, and then, you know, he takes a little bit of a break before coming back for the next season. So, he finished off the first season in August of 2016, came in May of 2017, and then finished in August of 2017. And, basically during the season, it's weekly. So it's a very interesting one. The next one is Revolutions. And this is by the same fellow, Mike Duncan, I think the name is, who did the History of Rome podcast that I've already talked about. And this one is about various revolutions. And, you know, I really enjoy what he does. You know, anything about history is probably going to be fine with me. So this is another one of the history-related podcasts that I follow. Then there's Science Friday. Science Friday is a radio program here in the United States. It's on public radio. It's been going on for decades, hosted by Ira Flatto. And what is happening is that they're sort of moving into the podcast thing. So what they're taking the radio show, they're also offering it as a podcast, and then, you know, requesting some support. And this is something I've always wanted to be able to take advantage of. So of course I provide a little financial support for it. So this is 2 hours once every Friday, but when they take out the station breaks and everything, that each hour turns into more like about 45 minutes. So, you know, this is good because they frequently, what they try to do is they bring on the actual scientists and talk to them about the research they're doing that may have been in the news or some event in the news that there's a scientific angle to. They'll bring on some professional scientists to talk about it. Another one that is science-oriented is from Scientific American, and it's Science Talk. And that is kind of irregular. Generally speaking, they might have one show a month, unless there's something more. So, for instance, when the Nobel Prizes come out, they'll do a show about each one of the Nobel Science Prizes. So you might get five shows in a row that way. But, you know, it's good. These are usually 20, 30 minutes at most. And it's from Scientific American, so it's pretty good. They also have something called the Scientific American 60-Second Science that I also subscribe to. It may be more than, you know, maybe it'll be 120 seconds, you know. They might want to take 2 minutes. And it's just some little tidbit, something that's in the news that they want to just let you know about, some new scientific result. And, you know, it's only a minute. but that might come out 3-4 times a week. Then there's Security Now. Security Now is Steve Gibson. It's on the Twit Network. And, you know, it's about what's happening in security. And this is on my never-miss list. Because, as you probably know, I have an interest in computer security. I'm not a professional. It's an amateur hobby for me, but it's something I'm interested in. So I never miss that show. Then there's a podcast called Sherlock Holmes Trifles. And this is by the same people who do I Hear of Sherlock Everywhere, which I've already mentioned. And that I Hear of Sherlock Everywhere was like a twice a month long form thing. This is once a week for, you know, 10, 12 minutes, something like that. Taking just one little thing about the Sherlock Holmes canon and saying, oh, well, let's talk about that a little bit. You know, maybe, particular detail, you know, that appeared in one of the stories. And, you know, let's dig into that a little bit. And I'm a big Sherlock Holmes fan, so it's something that I enjoy. Next is a podcast called Something About the Beatles. I'm a big Beatles fan, too. So this was a podcast by two fairly well-known writers in the area, Richard Buskin and Robert Rodriguez. And apparently they had something of a falling out. Robert Rodriguez ended up carrying on for a few more shows, and so we'll see what goes on with this. Richard Buskin came back with another show that I'll get to in a moment. I always enjoyed it. So, you know, it would be a good hour, little over an hour, really. And they would just talk about, you know, like a particular album or some theme. You know, every show had a theme of some kind. All right, the next podcast I want to talk about is Sophos Security. And they have a series of security podcasts, kind of irregular. At one point, they were trying to crank them out weekly, and then that just wasn't happening. So, you know, they might put out two or three weekly ones in a row and then go silent for a couple of months. Yeah, you know. With podcasts like that, I usually just leave them in my G-Potter because, you know, if something does show up, it's worth getting. And so they might, and these are pretty short too. These Sophos ones are usually about 15 minutes. So, you know, it doesn't take a huge amount of time out of your life. Then there's Star Talk Radio with Neil deGrasse Tyson, who is kind of a science celebrity. He's the director of the Hayden Planetarium at the American Museum of Natural History. He was the host of the remake of Cosmos, the series that was originally done by Carl Sagan. So he's kind of a science celebrity, and this is a weekly program about, it's one of those things that combines science and comedy, basically. And that's perhaps an odd combination, you know, it's kind of, in that sense, it's kind of similar to the Infinite Monkey Cage from the BBC, which is also science and comedy. So what happens on Star Talk is that Neil will have a comedian co-host, frequently someone like Chuck Nice or, you know, Leanne Lord, or, you know, so he's got three or four different people that he has on as co-hosts. And then every once in a while, he's not on, and so someone like Bill Nye will substitute as the host. But it's usually an enjoyable discussion about science. The next one I want to mention is something called Swinging Through the 60s, a pop culture podcast. And this is the one that Richard Buskin, who used to be part of that Something About the Beatles, got involved in. And this looks like roughly every other week or so they'll crank out and usually about a couple of hour long podcast. So it's long, but if it's something you enjoy, why not? And, you know, I grew up with all of that 60s stuff. I'm now 66 years old. And so this is enjoyable to me. If you're one of the young punks out there, it probably doesn't mean anything to you at all. So what? And then, similar vein, Things We Said Today, which is another Beatles podcast. And that has Ken Williams, Alan Cozen, Steve Marinucci, whatever. And just, you know, about a half hour or so discussion about something. So, you know, recent shows, they've done things like compare stereo versus mono recordings, or, you know, let's go back and look at George Harrison's All Things Must Pass album and stuff like that. The next one in my alphabetical march is This Week in Google, another Twit Network show. Leo Laporte, Jeff Jarvis, and Stacey Higginbotham are the regulars. And then they'll frequently have some other people come on. So, you know, Kevin Marks is on there frequently. And so it basically, they say it, the title is This Week in Google, but it's more like This Week in Social Media generally. So it's not just Google. They'll be talking about Alexa or Twitter or, you know, whatever is in the news. And then similarly is the one that started the whole Twit Network, This Week in Tech. And, you know, that one is about, probably an hour and a half to 2 hours long each week. I usually listen to it. There is one person that Leo tends to bring on as a guest that just makes my teeth grate. And so if a fellow called O-Docta is one of the people, I will probably just delete it and move on because I can't stand the person. But otherwise, yeah, I will usually listen. And the idea is that they're going to have people with, generally speaking, reporters of the tech industry that they will have on to talk about the week's news. And another one from the Twit Network that I listen to each week is called Triangulation. And it basically is just an interview show. They'll bring on a guest that they think is doing something interesting. So some of the recent people they've had on, they had a fellow, Nigel Cameron, who was the author of a book, Will Robots Take Your Job, and talked about that. They had on Brian Deere talking about the Plato system. And the latest one was Dr. Larry Sanger, who is a co-founder of Wikipedia and has founded something called Everypedia, and interview him about all of that stuff. Then there's Undiscovered, which is from the people at Science Friday. But what it is, it's about how they'll take a particular story and dig into it in more detail. An example of one that I thought was really interesting was a program called Mouse's Vineyard. There's an island off the coast of Massachusetts. It's part of Massachusetts called Martha's Vineyard. But, you know, they had a problem with Lyme disease and they wanted to test some genetic approach to dealing with it, and they wanted to do it on the island. And really what the program was about was how the scientists decided that what they really needed to do was involve the people who live there and get their buy-in. And what were the things they had to do to get that buy-in for something that might have seemed kind of scary if you didn't understand the science? So I found it fascinating. Another one is Welcome to Night Vale. And Welcome to Night Vale is kind of a strange, it is fiction, comes out twice a month, and it's kind of, I don't know, a little kind of a Twilight Zone. There's comedy, there's horror, you've got the sheriff's secret police and the glow cloud, and it's very bizarre. But I love it. So, you know, if you think you're in, you know, up for something a little bit different, that might be something to try. Welcome to Night Vale. And it generally not too, about 20 minutes an episode. And the interesting setup for all of this is that it's a community radio station. And what you're listening to is the announcer at the radio station talking about, you know, what's going on in the town. So there's kind of a Garrison Keillor news from Lake Wobegon aspect to all of this as well. And finally, I want to mention one that my friends, the Sunday Morning Linux Review with Tom Lawrence and Mary and Tony and, you know, it just, you know, it's a wonderful show. Phil Parada. He's the newest addition to the show. And so that's something I listen to. It comes out most often once a week, but every once in a while there's kind of a break because they're all really busy people. You know, Tom has a business that he's running, Lawrence Technology Services. Phil is now working for the Linux Foundation, I believe. So he's actually, I think he's able to work remotely most of the time, so he hasn't actually moved out to the West Coast, if I remember correctly. Tony just wrapped up his master's degree and is teaching. So they've all got a lot of other things going on. So if they miss a week or two, I don't hold it against them too much. In fact, one of the things they did to make it easier is they don't actually record every week, but what they would do is they would record two shows. So they would record every other week and do two shows and spread it out that way. So, that is the conclusion of what is in my particular podcatcher. This is Ahuka, thanking all of you for joining me here on Hacker Public Radio, and as I always do, encouraging you to support free software. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.